with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but that's okay. We got Evan on the board and you on the phone lines. 844-967-2789. You're listening to this fine program on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison. Broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. You're also listening to the show on the Shaw on 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, along with two brand new stations. I hear that they sound really nice up there in central Wisconsin. That would be Bull Falls Radio, excuse me. Getting used to it. Not only is it a case of the Monday mouth, but it's also brand new stations, what we got to say. It's Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. And that's 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, as well as locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. And that is 97.5 FM and 1320 AM. So, brand new set of signals that you're listening to this program on. If you want to join the show, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. We got the Wisconsin Department of Justice announcing that they are indeed looking into, and they're launching a probe into the scheme in southeastern Wisconsin to illegally request other voters' absentee ballots, including the mayor of Racine and the Wisconsin Assembly Speaker. It's no way that that doesn't get investigated. I don't understand how the sheriff in Racine County was just like, I can't arrest you. Not even that he arrested him and, you know, throws him in for a show and then they let him off because they're like, oh, well, it wasn't illegal. Like, they just, the sheriff blatantly was like, nope.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this not the same sheriff that threatened to put our very own, mm-hmm. Mark Thompson in jail?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He wanted to arrest the election officials on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, along with the, I believe, like election officials across the state that weren't cooperating with Gableman's probe.
Blatant partisan bad faith. On the part of this sheriff, of this law enforcement official capable of throwing you in prison. Okay, just making sure.
Mm-hmm. Also, like when the mask mandate, I believe, was still valid, he was anti-mask mandate. So definitely he's a law and order kind of guy, Evan, but only when he likes the law and the order that he wants to enforce. That's what it is. It's completely up to him. He's going to be the judge, jury, and executioner.
It's terrifying.
Hopefully no executioner in any of those instances. Hopefully, good Lord. That's what he views himself as. Like, I can see that as his attitude. It is incredible to think that is going to not be investigated. And so I'm grateful to see that over the weekend we got the Wisconsin Department of Justice saying that they are launching an investigation into that scheme. Also, some breaking news that we got going on here in the state of Wisconsin today, unrelated to politics, but really big for the sports. We got the Milwaukee Brewers leading the NL Central. 7-2 since the All-Star break, coming back from that. And they've announced today, reports are out, that the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be dealing their All-Star pitcher, Josh Hader, All-Star closer, to the San Diego Padres. So that's pretty big breaking news outside of the political realm. But we're going to get to some more Wisconsin updates as well, back to the politics with some Gableman. But first, before we do that, we're going to hear from our friend Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. Couple of quick points. First of all, the Republicans set up under Walker the way we vote in the state, so they did that. Second of all, voting by mail is the best. It's been proven to be almost flawless in two or three other states, but I'm not holding my breath for that one. And it's very important that Tony Evers is reelected for some kind of check and balance in the state. Otherwise, it would be runaway non-check and balance. It would be the Republican way. And the last thing I'll just add, Josh Hader, that's a big wow. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate your call, Wisco. I think wow and some things that I can't say on the radio were the first thing I said when I got that trade report coming across my phone earlier today. I was thoroughly shocked, I can tell you that. It was a shocking move. The Brewers front office is doing everything that they can to stay competitive, and apparently they deemed that move to somehow increase competitiveness for this year and future seasons as well. I have to eat a little crow because earlier today on Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, and he and I are planning on already diving in to this tomorrow morning on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. 98.9 FM, 1230 AM. We're going to talk about it, but I said today on Pat's show, the Brewers are in the lead. I don't think that they're going to be making any big splashes before tomorrow's trade deadline. And boy, was I wrong. Boy, was I wrong. But appreciate your call, Wisco. And yeah, the Republicans are who are responsible for the elections administration in this state, the process of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and the way that the state runs its elections was designed by Republicans. Again, it stems from, they didn't have a problem with absentee ballot voting all the way up until the November election in 2020. Mm-hmm. They were fine with it. The Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, Republican, told people to mail in absentee ballots. They used the process.
They never imagined that they would have such a powerful argument. And, you know, voter fraud. Oh, my goodness gracious. Voter fraud. The election has been stolen. I mean, these people have always acted with some semblance of bad faith, but they got the straight up green flag. You are good to go. Go hard on this. You know what I mean?
I don't even know if they got a green flag. Like, they just haven't.
They
haven't stopped any of these calls. They any of these Republican leaders could have stopped this and shut it down the days after the election. They could have done it during the impeachment, the second impeachment of the former president, Donald Trump. They could have shut this down a long time ago, but none of them have the spine to do it. They are all trying to satisfy a crybaby because he lost an election in 2020. And Ron Johnson, behind closed doors, And he's being recorded talking to an activist saying that Republicans, if had Donald Trump got all of the Republican votes in the state of Wisconsin in 2020, he would have won. Republican voters chose not to reelect Donald Trump. And they don't have that. They don't have the strength or the courage to say that out loud and in front of microphones and cameras. They say it behind closed doors and they go and on this mass charade of trying to make it harder to vote, all under the guise of the big lie. That's what it is. And so on that subject, the state of Wisconsin has done more than any other state at this point. Cyber Ninja was the laughing stock of the nation when it was in the headlines. They did a forensic audit in Arizona. That has since wrapped up. They found nothing. There was no ballots printed on bamboo that had secret watermarks and all of the nonsense that is being spouted in the conspiracy theories that are being held up to try to justify making it harder to vote. That was in Arizona. Wisconsin Republicans in the state assembly have authorized a special counsel's office. They appointed former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to oversee that. They gave him a budget of $676,000. He was flush with cash to be able to go and look into any instance of voter fraud in the state. He didn't know, he didn't have the correct attorneys to conduct some of these interviews. He spent the first 2 months talking to Mike Lindell, the MyPillow executive that is had several multi-million dollar, if not larger, lawsuits brought against him from Dominion voting machines. That was how the first 2 months were spent of Michael Gableman's probe into the Wisconsin's 2020 election. He was fined last week $96,000 for the lack of work that he showed in those first 2 months. And today we've got another ruling on a separate legal case here in Dane County surrounding Michael Gableman's probe. This is the headline over at the Wisconsin State Journal, and I see you callers stacking up. I'm going to get to you soon, I promise. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. You can join the show 844-967-2789, but this is the headline. Mitchell Schmidt over at the Wisconsin State Journal. Another judge awards taxpayer-funded attorney fees in Wisconsin election review open records case. This is the second case in a week that Michael Gableman has lost. His attorneys have lost, and Wisconsin taxpayers are stuck picking up the tab for the legal fees incurred by the organization suing to get open records to see how the review is conducted. Not only is Gableman so bad at his job that he exceeded that $676,000 budget, the state of Wisconsin has spent more than $1 million on it. He is before he started losing these court cases in the last week. He exceeded $1 million, more than $300,000 over budget. Since then, he lost $96,000 last week, and today he has to pay $163,000 in legal fees in the open records case he lost today. Wisconsin Republicans are not fiscally conservative. They are fine lighting money on fire under the guise, the same reason why the Republican sheriff in Racine County is fine with saying, oh no, I'm not going to arrest you for that scheme that you came and confessed to me and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel of voter and election fraud. I'm not going to arrest you for that. This is the same guise as that. It all stems from the big lie. There has not been accountability at the top, and therefore actions like this continue on. The state of Wisconsin in the last week, over the past 7 days, Wisconsin taxpayers are picking up nearly $260,000. More than $250,000 were paid in legal fees by Wisconsin taxpayers for how bad Gableman was at conducting his review that he's already exceeded budget on. It is baffling to me how this special counsel's office is still allowed to conduct business in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsinites need to cut their losses and demand that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss end this charade, because that's what it is at this point. It is a charade costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars for nothing. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to head back to the phone lines. We've got our friend Mark from the Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Yeah, it is ridiculous. And the fact that, you know, it's the taxpayers that are paying this rather than the Republican Party or Voss or Gableman out of their own pocket. And the one thing that got me is the thing wasn't properly budgeted in the first place. They should have budgeted for the equipment there, because what Gableman said, he spent 2 months working on it, using a library computer. I mean, for God's sakes, you go down to Best Buy, you could have picked up a top-of-the-line laptop for $2,000-some with a Office 365 in it and all the whistles and bells, all he would have needed to do his private little thing. I mean, that and no scope in this contract.
He was using a Yahoo.com email domain for the first 2 months and then proceeded to delete that personal email. He was using a personal email for the first 2 months of being on the taxpayer's dime. He was being paid by the state. He was a contractor of the state using a personal Yahoo email account, Mark.
It is just ridiculous that Republicans do contracts. I mean, but this was just a service to Donald Trump. They're too cowardly to challenge Donald Trump, a drug-addled gas bag who is still dictating, you know, national Republican policy. They're all dancing to Donald Trump.
Yeah, it gets them nothing, Mark, because Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has done more than any Republican state official has done around the country to try to throw the 2020 election into chaos. And this is what he gets for it. On Truth Social, the social media platform, I guess, there's a couple thousand people on that. But on Truth Social, the former president is actively, like, one step away from actively campaigning for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's primary opponent. That's what he's getting. He lit more than $1 million on fire to throw the 2020 election results into chaos, to cast doubt on it, and say, oh, we need to redo all of the election laws in the state of Wisconsin. And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is getting primaried, and that primary opponent is borderline about to get endorsed by the former president. I believe he's set to speak at Trump's rally in Waukesha on Friday. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. We'll be right back.